Good morning, everyone. It is Michelle Price at Prosperity Gal here coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas. Thank you for tuning in today. We have a fabulous show in store for you. Now, our breakthrough savvy tip this week, yep, it's the first Monday of the month. So we have Don Cooper, the sales heretic, who has been advising us now for 2 years now. Can you believe that? And today we're going to be discussing how much profit is fair. For those of you that have not had an opportunity to learn from Don Cooper yet, oh my gosh, I just have to tell you, I absolutely love this man. And I'm trying to even remember, I might even put him on the spot. I don't even remember how I learned about Don. Do you even remember how we met Don?
No, offhand. It's possible it was through Twitter, actually. I remember getting messages from you. I think you both tweeted me and emailed me, and you wanted to talk with me and thought I'd be a good guest. I think it was from Twitter for my sales tips.
You know, and that's a really great example to people when they're thinking that, okay, I'm doing all this tweeting, but I'm not really, you know, no one's beating the door down to my business here. Well, sometimes what I would advise you to be thinking about is people are going to kind of watch you for a little bit. They're going to watch and see, okay, how consistent is this person? And the way they communicate through their tweets, are they always just promoting or do they actually walk their talk if they're talking about building relationships and community? And so, yes, you're probably right. Don, you know, I love the topic you picked today because so many times people are really frustrated around pricing and understanding, you know, being able to negotiate what they feel is fair for them. And then sometimes people either overdo it or they totally underestimate it for themselves because their fear starts kicking in. So what can you teach us around us being able to put a profit in on ourselves?
Well, when I work with consulting clients, I get this question a lot, or often when I'm doing seminars, people will ask this question. They'll say, you know, what exactly is a fair profit? How much profit is fair? What should I charge? I want to make a fair profit. And the answer is a little shocking. There is no such thing as a fair profit. There's small profit and big profit, but there's no such thing as a fair profit. The word fair is dangerous. It gets us into trouble. Fair may very well be the most subjective word in the English language. Try to get two people to agree on what fair means. Fair is a value judgment, and it differs for everybody in every situation. So how much profit is fair? 1%? 5%? 10%? 50%? 100%? It doesn't matter. The question is irrelevant. The question is actually a bad question. Because when we try to think about what we believe is fair, we're setting ourselves up for failure because we can't decide what somebody else thinks is fair. The question is, how much is my product or service worth to my target market? How much are they willing to happily pay to get what I do? That's the real issue. And I have found the vast majority of people that I work with undercharge. Very, very few overcharge. And the problem with undercharging is that you're cheating yourself. If your clients would happily pay you twice as much as you're charging, then you're ripping somebody off. And the person you're ripping off is you. Too many people don't place enough value on their own products and services, their own skill, their own talents. I see it all the time. People say, well, I wouldn't pay this much for what I do. And my response is always, of course not. You're good at it. It comes easily for you. So we tend to undervalue ourselves, and we don't recognize how much value our product or our service creates for our customers. So you need to get out of your own head and into your customer's head. Understand what real impact your product or service makes in their life, in their business. So the question is not how much profit is fair. The question is how can I maximize my profit, which does not mean how high can you raise your price, because anybody who's studied economics knows the higher your price goes, the lower your demand goes as a general rule. That's not a bad thing up to a point. What you're looking for is the price point at which you have enough customers that maximize your net profits. If you're charging too little, your net profit per sale will be very, very low. You might make a lot of sales, but you won't make much money on each sale. If you charge too much, you might make a lot of profit for every sale, but not get any sales. So where is that point in that continuum where you're making the maximum profit you can? And that might mean working with fewer customers or selling fewer products. That might be the case. But making more money for less work is not a bad proposition. So look at your prices and determine, am I charging enough? Because too many people aren't. And too many people are reluctant to raise their prices because they feel guilty. They don't believe that it's good to make a profit. We get brainwashed from an early age that profit is bad, that businesses are evil. Anybody who wants to make money is greedy and selfish and therefore a bad person. What we need to understand is that profit is good. Profit is essential. Your business can't survive without profit. Your business can't grow without profit. If you make profit, you can reinvest some of that back into your business. You can hire more employees, create more products and services. You can donate more to charity. You can do customer appreciation events. There's a lot of things that you can do when you make profit. That benefits you, benefits your customers, benefits your family, benefits your community. If you don't make enough profit, you go out of business. Going out of business doesn't serve anybody. Understand that whatever you charge, some people will think it's too expensive. Some people will think it's a bargain. That's their values. Think about what you deliver. What is that worth to people? Those that are willing to pay it, those are your customers. Those who aren't, are not.
And Don, do you think that's where a lot of people that I've noticed as well trip themselves up? We have people's mindset around prosperity and money, as well as their own personal confidence.
Yes.
And when you combine those things, it gets really interesting to see what shows up. Because sometimes some of the bigger pieces of my coaching, depending on the client, how long they've been in business, you know, because I'm always about helping them with their communication as well as, you know, those breakthrough moments, tend to zero all the way back around to how they value themselves.
Yes. I find the same thing with my coaching clients. Very often, people don't believe in themselves and their own value, and they don't believe that money is a good thing. And that gets drilled into us from the time we're very, very young.
Yeah, we do not live in a society where there's a lot of healthy conversation around money.
No.
It just isn't. And you know, did you notice the responses that you got on Twitter when you were tweeting about how you were going to talk about fair and profit? It was really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hot-button issue because we have this idea that whatever we do has to be fair. Well, who decides fair? What you may think is fair is not what somebody else thinks is fair. That doesn't matter. What matters is what is acceptable to you and what is acceptable to your customers. If you're happy and they're happy, that's a great thing. Fair doesn't enter into it. Fair is a trap. Fair may very well be the most dangerous word in sales and marketing.
That's an interesting thing to be thinking about. How many times have we tripped ourselves up thinking that we're, quote, being fair when we were actually cheating ourselves?
Yeah. So don't ask what's fair. Ask what can I and my customer both feel is good for us.
Yeah, because I can hear the conversations that would be going on in the head, and that the first thing that I hear people say to me is, well, people won't, and then they follow up with something, and I'm going, why are you making a decision for them?
Precisely.
And you'll notice that the decision that people make for their so-called customers or prospects are never in favor of them. It's always against them.
Always. A friend of mine used to do training at Nordstrom, and she would take the salespeople together in a room and say, is $500 a lot for a pair of shoes? And half the salespeople would say yes, and half would say no. Well, there's your value judgment right there.
Yeah. Well, Don, thank you so much. Again, you've you've delivered again in a way where we're sitting here going, ah, yes.
You're welcome, Michelle. And if listeners would like to get more on this subject, I've got an entire program called The Myth of Price, Why You Should Charge More and How to Do It. And I've created a special just for listeners of Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. It's at doncooper.com/BBS.
I love it when Don does these wonderful things for you guys, you know, because we've had him on Speak Chat, and then he's been with us for 2 years on Breakthrough, and I can tell you that myself, as well as people who've worked with him, have always walked away increasing their sales. So you definitely want to be asking yourself, do I need help in this area? Thank you so much, Don.
My pleasure, Michelle.